From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The Bush administration unveiled a sweeping rescue plan today. This after a week of demoralizing news from Wall Street, with confidence in the American financial system sinking to dangerously low levels. The plan represents the government's most significant intervention in U.S. financial markets since the Great Depression. President Bush put it this way in a statement today.
America's economy is facing unprecedented challenges. And we are responding with unprecedented action.
Indeed, under the plan, the government would acquire bad mortgage debt from dozens of financial institutions. And NPR's John Yitzty reports this could be the biggest bailout in U.S. history.
With their case-by-case approach to the financial crisis failing to stem the tide of troubled firms, the Bush administration decided to take a more comprehensive approach. Administration officials described their intentions to members of Congress on Capitol Hill last night. Then this morning, President Bush sketched out the new approach at the White House.
Secretary Paulson, Chairman Bernanke, and Chairman Cox have briefed leaders on Capitol Hill on the urgent need for Congress to pass legislation approving the federal government's purchase of illiquid assets, such as troubled mortgages, from banks and other financial institutions.
The nominal value of those toxic mortgage-backed securities held by financial institutions totals in the hundreds of billions of dollars. And as he briefed reporters on the plan in the White House press room this morning, Treasury Secretary Paulson acknowledged the new plan would be costly, but argued it's essential.
I am convinced that this bold approach will cost American families far less than the alternative. A continuing series of financial institution failures and frozen credit markets unable to fund economic expansion.
After his statement, reporters pressed Paulson on the cost to taxpayers.
You said this needs to be a significant size. Are we talking hundreds of billions, trillion dollars?
No, we're talking hundreds of billions. This needs to be big enough to make a real difference and get at the heart of the problem.
Those hundreds of billions of dollars would be used to fund an operation which would buy distressed mortgage-backed securities from financial firms, presumably at a deep discount, and sell them again at a later date to recoup at least some of the money. This morning, President Bush suggested taxpayers would eventually get their money back.
This action does entail risk, but we expect that this money will eventually be paid back. The vast majority of assets the government is planning to purchase have good value over time because the vast majority of homeowners continue to pay their mortgages.
The approach harkens back to the Resolution Trust Corporation, which was created two decades ago to acquire the assets of hundreds of bankrupt savings and loans and sell them back into the market. One big difference is the offending SNLs were shut down. In this case, presumably, the financial institutions will stay in business. The administration also announced two other measures aimed at increasing confidence in the financial system. To staunch the flow of cash out of money market funds, the Treasury said it would guarantee deposits in those funds for a year. Even those supposedly safe investment vehicles have come under stress in recent days. Also, the Securities and Exchange Commission temporarily banned short selling of financial stocks. Short sellers bet against companies in the markets and have been blamed for driving some firms out of business and making the crisis worse. The details of the new approach will be hashed out over the weekend in talks between the administration and Congress. President Bush called on Congress to work across party lines and act quickly. While some Democrats seemed ready to act after last night's meeting, others, like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, were cautious.
We're very eager to see the proposal from the administration. But we have bicameral, bipartisan leadership of the House and Senate, bicameral, listening to what the administration has to say, hoping that we can work together.
Democrats have made it clear they believe struggling homeowners also need more help as home foreclosures continue to rise. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.